Blog Talk Radio.
It's just another day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you please invite others to join the call as well. I feel there's no better way to start your day than by hearing the Word of God. Our Morning Words of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Of course, today he will be also presenting our words of encouragement. Immediately following those words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. So we ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your participation and for you being on this program this morning. And I know we're going to make it do what it do. And not only do we continue to pray for God to bless us and to give us some things in life, but be a blessing to somebody else today. Try to be a blessing to somebody else today. And I was just thinking the other day when I was thinking about blessings, I was going to ask you a question. This is just a question. I don't want you to raise your hand, but I just want to raise your thoughts about and your conscious about some things. But is blessings always things? Are blessings always something tangible, like a car, a house, or a boat, or something of that sort? Just think about it, because I was thinking about that the other day when I was thinking about our blessings. I said, what is a blessing? And most people talk about the blessings are things that you get. It's a material kind of thing. So I want you to think about during the day about the blessings that God has done for you, and let me know at some point in time, was it always an object or a thing that you do? But anyway, this is our morning devotion and from the Central Church of Christ in Powder Springs. In Smyrna, Georgia, and this coming on, I want to invite you to our 24th church anniversary. Will be held on December the 4th. That's the first Sunday in December. The first Sunday in December, and our theme is Restore My Soul. And our special guest for that day for our sermon will be Brother Ed Keaton, who is the Minister Emeritus for the Boulder Crest Church of Christ. And then, of course, we'll have a guest song leader as well. But keep that in your mind and let people know, tell somebody about the first Sunday in December for the 24th church anniversary there at the Central Church of Christ. And another thing, this month has been Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I don't know how many of you on this program may be cancer survivors, but we have several in our congregation, and we have been trying to do something every Lord's Day pertaining to breast cancer. We have several people who are part of that organization, and they have brought some material and put it out on the table outside. I've been wearing pink every Sunday of some sort, whether it's a pink necktie or a pink shirt or something, and also all of our members have the little pink logo that you pin on your lapel or somewhere. And then our ladies took it a little bit further, and they ordered some scarves, some beautiful scarves that indicates breast cancer awareness. And they've been wearing that. And so it's almost gone. This will be the last Sunday. This will be the last Sunday. But don't forget it after this Sunday. Don't forget it. That's breast cancer awareness, and it is not all ladies. A lot of men have breast cancer, but this is cancer overall. This is cancer overall, and we have been, as I said before, we've been celebrating all month. And then I just want to mention about the 36th annual Ladies Lectureship Retreat, the Christian Women Living Courageously in Spiritual Pandemic. It will be April 20th. 23rd in 2023, right here in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Marriott Marquis downtown. And this goes around back to 12 or 15 other states before it ever gets back to Georgia. So, and some of them are very far away. So let me encourage the ladies here, especially if you're on, that the women's lectureship retreat will be in Atlanta, Georgia next year. April 20th and 23rd, and you need to start making some reservations and some contacts about that now. That's the 36th Annual Ladies Lectureship Retreat for Christian Women Living Courageously in the Spiritual Pandemic, and it's in 2 Chronicles 7:14 is that passage, but it will be here in April, so we want to encourage you to be a part of that. And then, of course, we have our Sunday morning services at the Central Church at Bible Studies at 9 a.m. And then, of course, our worship is at 10 a.m. And our Wednesday night is on Zoom. We don't go to the church building on Wednesday night. Our Wednesday night is on Zoom. So we continue to ask you for our prayers as we really, really, really try to bear down and get the Lord's word out, and not only get it out, but get it in. In the book of Ephesians chapter 3, in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 17. Did you hear lately, which was yesterday, of that school shooting that they had in St. Louis? And not only in St. Louis, but several other areas we've had school shootings. And you would think that the people who are doing the shootings don't look at the same news that we look at, or not in the same atmosphere that we're in or something, because it keeps on happening. But anyway, when I was thinking about that, you know, when we were going to school years ago, many years ago, we was going there for reading, writing, and arithmetic, as they would say, reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's why we went to school. And of course, every once in a while, you used to have a little scuffle, this, that, and other, but it was never on this level. It was never on this level. And most of us knew why we were going to school and what our purpose was for being there. But it seemed like we've lost that some kind of way. But then when I thought about the tragedy of that, I thought about the church. Over the past few years, you know, we've had some shootings and things like that in the church. And I was thinking, we've lost our way and we've lost our mission even for the church, not only in our school system and not only in society itself, because most of the crimes that's committed today, I can remember when the majority of crimes, I would say 85-90% of them, were done in the dark at night after 10, something that sort. Now we've flipped the script on that, and now most of our crimes are done in broad daylight. I mean, all times of day, stealing your car at 1 o'clock in the day, or breaking in your house at lunchtime or whenever it is. So it seemed like we've flip-flopped on that. But when I thought about it, we need to get back to our purpose in church. We need to get back to putting Christ in people. And hopefully, as it goes in us, then the what Christ intends for us to do, it will come out of us. Yeah, when I'm thinking about the shooting in the schools and the people having a misrepresentation of why they're there and everything, you know, some of our congregations, unfortunately, are still in turmoil, and we have a lot of conflicts and stuff even in the church. I was thinking about the other day, what we ought to do is just start a new church called the Disgruntled Church of Christ. And just let all the people who are unhappy and can't get along with nobody, and people who just have trouble just trying to keep up in the church, go to that church. I guarantee you, it would probably be the largest church here in Atlanta, Georgia, if we could open up one of them. One where people always got something going, conflict, or you're one of them people who, when you ask somebody fix you two eggs, they say boil one and fry the other one. When you get back, you'd be so unhappy because they boiled the wrong one or they fried the wrong one. That's the paper. That's the kind. But so not only are we having conflicts and stuff in our schools, but we got to get the Lord in the people. We got to get the Lord in the people. And the first verse in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 17 says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That you've been rooted and grounded in love. This means that this is in you. This is planted in you, and roots are taking place. That you may be able to comprehend with all the saints the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. And that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. That's what we need in our churches, in our congregations on Sunday morning, is we need to be filled with the Spirit, be filled with God, so that we can feel that when we leave. One of the things that I've noticed in some of our congregations, and it's discouraging, is that some people come to church with issues, come to church with wrong intention, and so they sit through church really not participating in what's going on, won't sing the songs, won't get involved in the prayers, and actually won't get involved in the services. And then after service, instead of talking positive about what went on that day, or talking positive about the Lord, you're always pulling somebody off to the side with some issue or some situation that you got, and trying to steal somebody else's joy. Well, I know at Central, we're going to do the best we can to put a stop to that. with them little groups that pull off to the side like that. And at the end of the day, you find out that they had some kind of little disgruntlement or some kind of issue going on with what happened that day or whatever. But this Bible's telling me, he says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly in abundance above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. And when I thought about that passage, it took my mind to another passage, which was in the book of Jude, which is just one chapter, when he says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, he said, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. He says, with exceedingly great joy. I enjoyed that message that Brother Matlock had on yesterday, and he sort of emphasized in a roundabout way about that word more and less, more and less. And, of course, we know that more is more than less. We already know that, and he sort of emphasized that. And then when I looked at this phrase right here, I know that exceedingly joy is more than more joy. It's more than less, and it's more powerful than just more joy. How much joy you got? I got more. This says we have an exceedingly more joy. So I appreciate that concept about that, because that's what we need. We need to get God in us in some kind of way, do the best that we can to get rid of some of these disgruntled members in the church. Because it's almost worse. That's worse than some of the schools that's been getting shot up. When you got members who after church you can't even enjoy that day because somebody got some kind of issue, some kind of something going on. Father, we're asking for you to restore our soul. Not only that, onward Christian soldiers, we got to go forward. We got to win this battle. And so today, we want you not only receive a blessing, but be a blessing to somebody else. And for your sickness, and for if you're in the hospital, if you're in the hospice or something going on with you, try to get it straight. Jesus loved you. I know. He died for you. I know. And he's coming back again. I know. And I hope that each one of you on this call have a super duper week.